Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ
And we sent Abraham when he said to his people, Worship Allah and fear him. That is best for you if you should know.
Brothers and sisters, we are to discuss the 16th verse of Surah Ankabut. So let's listen to this verse and we will be back with our discussion. So this verse, brothers and sisters, talks about the story of Prophet Abraham, or the so-called Ibrahim. So it starts saying, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوهِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ And recollect Abraham when he said unto his people, Worship Allah, اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ And be in awe of him. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ That will be the best for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ If you did but know. So, next to the concisely explained event of Noah, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, and his people in the previous verse, the Holy Quran refers to the story of Prophet Abraham, the second great Ark Prophet, and says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ So, and recollect Abraham when he said unto his people, Worship Allah and be in awe of him. That will be the best for you. Here, the noble verse has stated two important creedal, practical programs of the prophets with together, which is invitation to monotheism and piety. You see, monotheism and piety, اعبدوا الله واتقوه, worship Allah and be in awe of him, this monotheism and piety are at the top of the programs of the divine prophets. And therefore, worship of the Almighty Allah without piety is it's not close to the true meaning of worship. It is not so effective to worship without piety. In fact, In the exact literal meaning of worshipping, a kind of piety is actually injected. So you cannot claim to be a worshipper of the Almighty Allah without being muttaqi first, without being in awe of him first. That's why this is so important. Right next to u'budullah, right next to the order of worshipping the Almighty Allah, wattaquh is mentioned. Be in awe of him. That actually directs you to the path. And this verse, I presume, is telling us two important things to the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The first is that, O Prophet, you should not be worried about your mission, about the fact that you are actually going around and inviting people to monotheism in your religion. But look at what actually Prophet Noah did, what Prophet Abraham did, and how long these two actually endured so many hardships and challenges in that time of theirs. So you should actually be hopeful. And another point is that the Prophet Abraham, this prophet, actually invited people to monotheism with saying two important things. U'budullah wa taqu. So if you, O Prophet, want to continue the path of the other Ark prophets, you are to focus on these two aspects. Ibadah, which is worshipping the Almighty Allah, and taqwa, which is being in awe of the Almighty Allah.
وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
So, brothers and sisters, in this 16th verse, the story of Abraham is mentioned, the second great Ark prophet. And here the noble verse has stated two important practical programs of the prophets, which is invitation to monotheism and piety. And we discussed them previously. At the end of the verse, it is said that if you contemplate correctly, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, if you were to actually contemplate, if you did but know, that will be best for you. So, it is said that following monotheism and piety is the best for you. Why? Because they save you in this world from the pollutions of polytheism and sin and affliction, and your next world will also be with perpetual felicity. That's why they will be best for you. But the point is, لو كنتم تعلمون إن كنتم تعلمون ذلكم خير لكم. If you were to know, if you did but know, that will be best for you. This means that it might not be apparent how this benefits you, but it actually does. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.